tonight on TNT.
Something draws near. I can feel it.
Three nights in a row.
They will find the ring and kill the one who carries it.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You frightened?
Yes.
I'm nearly frightened enough.
The ring must be destroyed.
Cannot do this alone.
See the movie that started it all. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Tonight at 8, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 8 on TNT. We know drama.
You know, when it comes to car batteries failing, it happens to all of us. That's why you ought to visit an Interstate Batteries dealer and get your battery tested so you won't be left stranded this winter. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, encouraging you to get your battery tested. Get the peace of mind that comes from knowing you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit interstatebatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The chief will be there. Chief Justice William Rehnquist, suffering from thyroid cancer, is still planning to preside at George W. Bush's scheduled inauguration January 20th. The chief justice normally swears in the president, but it was unclear if Rehnquist would be well enough to participate. But a spokesperson said today Rehnquist, quote, has accepted the invitation to administer the oath of office. Rehnquist has been away from the court since October 22nd when he was hospitalized and had a tracheotomy to help him breathe. Medical experts say his treatment, a combination of chemotherapy and radiation, is standard for anaplastic thyroid cancer. Since announcing his illness, Rehnquist has been running the high court from his home in suburban Virginia. He's written one decision and participated in five others. He rules on cases by reviewing transcripts of arguments and relies on his law clerks for research. Speculation about whether the illness would force Rehnquist to step down, of course, has continued since the disclosure of his cancer. He's been on the court nearly 33 years. The last court vacancy was in 1994. The Supremes today gave a Christmas gift to a New Mexico church in a fight over hallucinogenic tea. The High Court gave permission for the church members to use the tea and left the government holding the bag. The High Court lifted a temporary stay the government had won last week. The administration contends the tea is illegal and dangerous. The attorney for the church, a branch of a Brazilian denomination, told the justices the tea is not only safe, but is sacred to the members of the church who feel connected to God by using it. The lawyer says since the federal agents raided the church in 99 and began a legal fight over the tea, church members have not been able to get communion of the tea, a particular loss at Christmas time. George W. Bush pitched in today on what he calls an assembly line of compassion, stuffing holiday gift boxes for U.S. troops overseas with First Lady Laura Bush. The president dropped in on a USO operation in suburban Virginia to fill plastic bags with candy canes, presidential coins, playing cards, and lots of gum. He said afterward, you can't ever thank the troops enough. So far, Operation USO Care Package has shipped more than 480,000 parcels to servicemen around the world. The Democratic National Committee has formed a 40-member panel today to study whether to shake up the dominance that Iowa and New Hampshire have in presidential elections. Former Labor Secretary Alexis Herman, Congressman David Price of North Carolina, will lead a commission charged with studying the election calendar, the primaries, and recommending possible changes. Officials in Iowa and New Hampshire vigorously oppose any changes. They say voters in those states are uniquely engaged in the primary process and give the candidates a tough vetting. This is Air America Radio News.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market.
But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week, my guest on The Revolution Starts Now is my old friend Nancy Griffith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Revolution starts now.
Seekers, good evening. Malloy here on Air America Radio. That's like the Mannheim steamroller of the 21st century, right? Who is that? That's Siberian Express? Trans-Siberian Orchestra? I was close. Yeah, well, I kind of like that music. Welcome to the program tonight. Joining us at the beginning of our second hour, Sheldon Drobny. Shelley Drobny. He is one of the founders of Air America Radio Network. As a matter of fact, the idea was born in his and his wife Anita's minds in Chicago. He's got a book out called The Road to Air America Radio. And he'll be discussing that and some conversation about right-wing media, because Shelley also has an organization. What is it? The First... what's it called? First Amendment Society? Yeah, it's... the beginnings of a liberal think tank where it concerns journalism. So stay tuned. Shelley Drobny joining us the second hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I'm going to try to take phone calls tonight instead of my going on like the madman that I am. However, in about 25 minutes, we're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Tonight's was written by Judy Andreas, who has her own website, and she sent me something called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Saturnalia. I want to do that for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. What do they call it? Errata and Addendum? This is from Mike in Rochester. Michael, listen to your show every day and love it. In the interest of truth-seeking, most Republicans, not that there were that many of them back then, did vote in favor of Social Security. The tally can be seen at the following link. This is in reference to what I said last night about how no Republicans supported Social Security when it was passed in 1935, I believe. Yeah, 35, Social Security Act. And I was literally wrong. I think what my brain was trying to say is that the Republicans have worked against any sort of progressive social legislation since forever, certainly in the 20th century. But Mike is right. He sent me the list here, and there were 288 Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives in 1935 that voted yes, and 77 Republicans voted yes. One member of the Farm Labor Party and six members of the Progressive Party, they all voted yes. There were 13 Democrats voting no, 18 Republicans voting no, and two members of the Farm Labor Party voting no, no progressives. On the Senate side, 60 Democrats voted yes for the Social Security Act of 1935. 15 Republicans voted no. One Democrat voted no, and five Republicans voted no. And Farm Labor and Progressive parties both had one voting yes in favor. So, yeah, thanks, Mike, for the correction. There weren't very many, but as Mike pointed out, there weren't very many Republicans in the House and the Senate back then. And this is from R. Tompkinson. Mike, you stated on your December 9th show that the death count of U.S. soldiers in Iraq was around 1,200. Well, the truth is closer to 4,000. Any soldier that is fatally wounded, that dies after being taken off the battlefield, is not counted. In other words, if that soldier dies in a hospital or during transport to a hospital. Any soldier whose cause of death is not a direct result of ammunitions fire is not counted. In other words, if he was bludgeoned or burnt or poisoned. Now, I didn't check this, but I'm going to take my correspondent's word for it. Any immigrant who is recruited with the promise of U.S. citizenship that dies in combat is not counted. I didn't know that. They are using, the military, the Pentagon, are using any technicality that they can to bring the numbers down. I would not be surprised if 4,000 is less than the actual number. All right. Thanks, R. Tompkins. Also, an email from Barbara in New York. She says, I'm the state coordinator for New York. And would you let people know that we're going to be in Albany on Sunday, December 12th? So far, we have a small group, but if people know there's going to be a presence there, they might come. Please tell people to go to the website you have listed there and click on New York under State Coordinators. I volunteered to do this because no one else had, and I decided New York needed to be represented. Now, of course, what she's talking about is 51CapitalMarch.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's December 12th, this Sunday at noon. Get it, 12-12-12. It's like Armistice Day. It was 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month in 1918, I believe. 11-11-11, this is 12-12-12. We talked with Kip Humphrey last night, the man who put this together with his son in their living room a couple of months back. I'm sorry. About a month and a half back after they voted. And realize that their vote probably was a waste of time. So please go if you can. I realize, like, some people are listening to this program in Miami, and to drive or fly from Miami to Tallahassee, the state capital of Florida, would damn near an impossibility. We understand that. If there's a federal building in your area, and there is, rather than go to Tallahassee, for example, go to the federal building in Miami. Whatever works for you, if you can do it. You know, if you can't do it, understood. But please make the effort. It's going to be a gorgeous day here Sunday, high about 54 degrees. And as I've said on the program before, this will be Molly Malloy's first demonstration. We're going to go. Kathy and I are going to take the baby and go. I love that baby Bjorn thing that she sits in that some friends got us for a baby shower right before Molly was born. And that's great. I like that because she's right in front of me when I carry her. There I go again, talking about Molly. Anyway, if you can, go to your state capitol on Sunday coming at high noon. You know, I think about my other kids, specifically Wendy and Libby and Chris. Did they have baby Bjorns back then, Kathy? I don't think they did, not in this country. Oh, never mind. What the hell am I doing? I'm sorry. I don't mean to go on. What else we got here? Somebody sent me by actual snail mail, Chris and Audrey Pierce, who sent this to me. I won't say your city, Chris and Audrey, because there's too many freaks out there. I'll try to find you in the phone book. But they sent it by snail mail, and they're going to go to the demonstration in their state capital. And they sent me some examples of signs they're going to carry. Torture is not quaint. War is not Christian. Napalm is not acceptable. Here's another one. Democrats and the media, grow a spine or get out of the way. All right. And this one, if they want the 50s back, they're going to have to deal with the 60s all over again. These are folks who, in their state, they're going to be there. And again, it's from Chris and Audrey Pierce. And then on the back letter they sent me, take action. If your vote won't count, vote with your wallet. And then it lists some of those buy blue places and don't buy red places. I like to see this. I like to see this kind of activism. I really do. Maybe it's starting again. Maybe people have realized that I'm talking about liberals, progressives, Democrats, we need to get off of our butts and do stuff like this. We need to do what Kip Humphrey did, organize, just organize. Hell, all he did was just come up with the idea, and then other people ran with it. That's the thing to do. That so works. You know what I'm saying? It so works. And then these folks, Chris and Audrey, who sent me some of the slogans they're going to be carrying on signs. You just have to do it. Have to do it. Or not do it. Or just let it go. Just let it go. You know, if ever we had a clearer choice on whether or not we are satisfied with the direction this country is going in, then this moment, I don't know. I don't know when that would have been. I don't know when that would have been. So, either do something or don't, right? So simple. Kathy's pointing at something. What the hell are you pointing at? Huh? What are you pointing at? Oh, Carrick has decided to bail out. Well, that figures. The thug, criminal, liar, cheat, sneak, probably a murderer. Or worse, probably raped Saudis when he was over there. I don't know, but he's taking his name out. See what happens when media in this country does its job?
At home saying, what could I do? Remember the unity starts with you. Hold on. Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start...
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C. The advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you, because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less-than-perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit it cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Yeah, so Bernie Kerik, Bush's choice. Yeah, you know, they hand Bush them and say, here, read this, get out there with the bald-headed guy, make him the head of Homeland Security. And thank God for the New York Times and the Boston Globe and Time and Newsweek. You know, when journalists do their jobs and investigate some of these filthy, degenerate thugs like Bernie Kerik really was, then, you know, stuff happens, as Rumsfeld would say. Apparently there's some stories that are going to break, and Kerik wanted to get his ass out of the line of fire. I was just watching MSNBC during the break, and it's real funny to see Pat Buchanan, this unreconstructed old anti-Semitic freak who sits there and says, well, you know, they were about to all the rumor and innuendo, you know. And then Mort Zuckerman from the U.S. News and World Report when Pat looked to Zuckerman for confirmation, there was all new innuendo. And Zuckerman said, well, yeah, Pat, there were some stories about the break. Aside from the fact that this guy made $6.5 million exercising stock options from a company that sold stun guns to his own department, you know, the police department, aside from that, he got this money when he was earning $150,000 a year as New York City police commissioner. He remains on the board of this company, Taser. And you can bet your ass, right, or any other part of your anatomy that you wanted to bet, that Taser was going to get nice, big, fat contracts from this freak once he took over, Taser International, once he took over Homeland Security. You know, to hell with this guy. Let him go be a bouncer at a club or something. In addition to that, Kerik was thrown out of Saudi Arabia for a scandal in 1984. This is from Infoshop.org, involving abuse of power. According to reports, Kerik was using the authority of his position on behalf of a hospital director, a man who wanted surveillance reports on some women employees at the hospital that this guy, the hospital's director, this guy wanted to get involved with these women. So he had Kerik follow them and write reports on them, right? Former employees of the hospital told the Washington Post about Kerik's misconduct. A former hospital manager who was harassed by Kerik's security team said Kerik was a goon. They were Gestapo. They made my life miserable. It goes on and on and on. This guy didn't even graduate high school. He's been bankrupt. Nothing. You know, he's a thug. He's a punk-ass thug. That's all he is. Just a punk. Now, the Associated Press is reporting that he withdrew his name for personal reasons. Yeah! You bet it! You betcha, boy! Kerik was in another controversy when he was police commissioner. He was hired appointed by Giuliani after these vicious attacks on Amadou Diallo and Abner Louima in New York City. But while he was serving as police commissioner in New York City, Kerik found himself in the middle of controversy, it says here, when his publisher and workout partner, Judith Regan, lost her cell phone in a Fox television studio. Suspecting theft, Regan contacted Kerik, who in turn ordered a homicide lieutenant and his squad to conduct late-night visits to the homes of several Fox employees over a cell phone. Now, he was employed by DynCorp, which is a privatizing war. That's one of those companies that war is being outsourced to. He went to Baghdad to rebuild the Iraqi police force, screwed that up, was there for 3 months, made $140,000, left for reasons never explained, but he left in his wake a corps of incompetent, corrupt, and compromised police officers. It just goes on and on, on and on and on. Well, thank goodness. This freak who looks like a professional wrestler is out of here. And it's once again, you see, a brief momentary lapse of reason is what this amounts to. The media in this country did its job on this guy. Pat Buchanan, who has been an anti-Semite longer than I've been an atheist, Pat Buchanan trying to make every excuse he can. Pat Buchanan turned himself into a damn pretzel trying to make excuses for this thug. But when media does its job, and this is their job, too bad they didn't do this on Ashcroft and Spencer Abraham and Ann Veneman and on and on and on, right? But this guy is really filthy. This Kerik, this guy ought to... I got a suggestion for you. The Gotti family is without a head right now. You know, the old man died, and the young guy, and you know, the ex-wife is doing a thing on what is it? Bravo, growing up Gotti, right? All right, Kerik, there's a job for you. There's a couple of mafia families in New York looking for somebody to run them. You got the experience, dude. Go for it. You're gonna have to get a rug. That bald-headed crap ain't going to work, but go for it, man. Go for it. What the hell? You know, I'll vouch for you. I'm two-thirds Italian. I'll vouch for you. Punk, get out of here. Get out of town. Get out of town. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. Right now I'm leaving, so you'd better say
every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
Yeah.
This
right.
means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, George. Okay.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because...
Because I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside, and...
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
EcoTalk.
This weekend on EcoTalk, we'll chat with Betsy Taylor. She is the president of the Center for a New American Dream. We'll talk about how to green your holiday season, how to lighten up on all the stress, the overspending, and overscheduling, just to name a few of the symptoms that are so characteristic of the Christmas madness. So tune in as we talk to Betsy Taylor on simplifying the holiday spirit this weekend on EcoTalk.
On Air America Radio.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Goodbye, Bernie Kerik! Goodbye!
What a crazy, crazy...
Goodbye, almost Homeland Security thug. Adios. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Thug. Bye.
All right, let's bring it down. Just a few notches, okay?
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I'm so glad to find out that Kerik has withdrawn before the country got word about what a criminal he is. What an absolute sneaky, snarky criminal this guy is. All right, he's gone. All right, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Gather around, kiddies. Got your jammies on? With little footies in them, you know, all warm with hot chocolate. Maybe a little popcorn. Unless you have dentures, you don't want to... All right, tonight's comes from Judy Andreas. Andreas, take your pick. She has a website. Check her out. All right. It's judyandreas.com, JudyAndreas, judyandreas.com. It's titled, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Saturnalia. Thanksgiving is nearly forgotten. SpongeBob SquarePants has floated off into oblivion, and the Santa Maria has been replaced by the Santa Claus. The stores are a symphony of Christmas spirit orchestrated by the shopping elf. The presence of Christmas is indeed presents. Everyone goes, buy, buy, 'tis the season to run up credit card debt. On Black Friday, the malls became malls, M-A-U-L-S, as the word sale turned the counters into grab bags. Scraggly Santas coaxed children into laps while cameras clicked a remembrance of this special occasion. Every year, brains are racked with the annual Christmas quandary, who will receive what? How much can we afford to spend, and how much will we wind up spending? Nobody wants to appear cheap. Don't give cash. It's tacky. Gift certificates are a suitable, subtle replacement, and more importantly, they can be charged. The children, having been groomed by television ads, are no longer merely requesting their two front teeth, but rather they have donated their lengthy Christmas wish list to Santa's surrogates, Mom and Dad. Visions of Xboxes, rather than sugar plums, dance in their heads. Billions of dollars will be spent on gifts, wrapping, candy, decorations, and greeting cards in the frenzied spending spree that appears to begin earlier every year. In the midst of this manic merriment and joy to the world, the more contemplative ponder, what is the reason for this season? Is it the birth of Jesus the Christ, who was born in a manger in Bethlehem on December 25th? How did Christmas evolve into little more than a mandatory ritual of gift exchanging done under the guise of family togetherness and pleasing the kiddie poos? Nowhere in the Bible is there any mention of the disciples singing Happy Birthday, Dear Jesus. Nowhere in the Bible is there a command to honor this day. The Bible is strangely silent, and yet the American Book of Days speaks loudly on the topic. It says, quote, the observance of birthdays was condemned as a heathen custom, repugnant to Christians. Some well-placed Googling reveals that the origins of this holiday date back over 4,000 years, centuries before the Christ child was born. The 12 days of celebration, the Yule log, the giving of gifts and carolers going from house to house can be traced back to the early Mesopotamians. The Mesopotamians were polytheistic. Their chief god was Marduk. Each year as winter arrived, it was believed that Marduk would do battle with the monsters of chaos. To assist Marduk in his struggle, the The Mesopotamians held a festival for the new year, which lasted 12 days. The ancient Persians and the Babylonians also had a similar celebration, which they called Sikeia. As daylight grew short and winter solstice approached, the early Europeans feared that the sun would not return. Rituals were held to lure back the prodigal son. In Scandinavia, the return of that warm-hearted orb was celebrated with a festival called Yuletide. A feast would be served around a fire burning with a Yule log. According to some legends, Christmas was invented to compete with the pagan celebrations in December. The 25th of December was a sacred day for both the Romans and the Persians, whose religion was Mithraism, one of Christianity's main rivals. So the church adopted many of the pagan rituals in their attempt to make their religion more attractive to converts. Google as one may, there is no record of the date of Christ's birth. However, the computer of logic reveals that it is improbable, if not impossible, that it would have been on December 25th. Since the biblical account states that the child was born when shepherds were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night, it is unlikely that shepherds in Israel would have been sleeping outside with their flocks during the month of December. It was not until 350 AD that the Bishop of Rome, Julius I, chose December 25th as the observance of Christmas. This was obviously influenced by the ancient Roman year-end festivities to honor Saturn, their harvest god, and Mithras, the god of light. The Roman feast of Saturnalia was a seven-day festival in honor of the deity Saturn. It began on December 17th. Saturnalia was considered a fun, festive time for the Romans. As Christianity spread, the church became alarmed by the continuing practice among its flock of indulging in customs such as the Saturnalian feast. Well, if you can't beat them, join them. Slowly but surely, the pagan ritual of using greenery to decorate homes moved from being prohibited as idolatry to becoming an accepted custom of the festivities. Another tradition at the Saturnalia involved exchanging candles, clay dolls, and other small gifts. Whether the reason for the season is secular or spiritual, giving is a separate issue. With all due respect, however, let's not confuse runaway materialism, avarice, and gluttony with the spirit of generosity. Gifts come in all sizes, shapes, and elements, and are not necessarily located in the material. Gifts need not break the family bank, nor the family's back. One year, I worked in a soup kitchen in New York City. Watching the endless lines of hungry people coming for their small brown bags broke my heart over and over again. And the only thing I was giving was my time. Holidays are holy days. There are many ways that we can honor them and one another. Perhaps a little thought might be given to how these occasions can best be spent. A trip to Walmart need not be part of the ritual. Thanks, Judy. Judy Andreas at judyandreas.com. Check it out. Just, you know, nothing heavy. Just a nice little thingy there. I didn't know it went back 4,000 years. Maybe at some point you must have pointed that out to me, right, Kathy? Kathy is a member of the family that's college educated. You must have pointed that out to me, right? What else we have here? Oh, yeah, the Sarah sent this to me from Decatur, Georgia. She either teaches at or attends Agnes Scott College in Decatur. That was the campus that was used in that movie, Alan Alda movie, The Four Seasons, wasn't it? Is that right? Yeah. Very pretty college campus, small town, Decatur. Gorgeous. Slavery. There is a series or a chain of Christian schools that stretches from Utah to North Carolina. Well, that's where it's based, Utah. But in North Carolina, students at one of North Carolina's largest Christian schools are reading this booklet that critics say whitewashes Southern slavery. The booklet said that slaves lived a life of plenty, a life of simple pleasures.
Oh, my God.
Leaders at Cary Christian School say they are not condoning slavery, using the booklet titled Southern Slavery as It Was, a booklet that attempts to provide a biblical justification for slavery and that asserts that slaves weren't treated as badly as people think. We all is happy here, massa. We loves gathering on your front veranda every night and singing these songs we sing, massa. You know, it's incredible, right? This is not a course being taught by Muslims or Jews or Hindus or communists or Democrats or flat earth society people. This is a course being taught by, that's right, Christians. The principal of the school, Larry Stevenson, said the school is only exposing students to different ideas. Yeah, that's right. All right, today, class, we're going to talk about fire. Some people say fire is hot. Other people say fire is not hot. So, in order to present both points of view, we have asked Angela to come up here. Now, you'll notice we are dousing Angela. Is that okay? Are you comfortable? Okay. In gasoline. Now, standing next to Angela is little Ralphie. We are dousing him in water. Now, I'm going to light a match so you children can learn there are two points of view about fire. Some people say it's hot, but the other point of view is it's not. All right, I'm lighting the match. Oh, my goodness, Angela just burned up. Well, what about that? Now you'll notice I'll put the match to little, what's his name? What did I call him? Albert? I don't even remember. Look, nothing's happening. There you have it, children. Two points of view on whether or not fire is hot. Oh, my goodness. So, they're trying to expose students to different ideas here. One of them is that slavery was okay. Slavery was okay. The other idea is that slavery wasn't okay. I guess we'll come back and cover this in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Did you know that the EPA says the air inside your home can be up to 5 times as polluted as the air outside your home? Well, not with the Fresh Air. The Fresh Air Purifier is the first and best electronic air purification system ever invented. The Fresh Air was used in the Pentagon after 9/11 and by the American Red Cross to clear the air in smoky homes after the wildfires. The Fresh Air helps purify the environment in your home, reducing allergens, pet dander, mold, smoke particles, odors, and other particulates from your breathing space. Just call 877-FRESH-38. That's 877-FRESH-38, and a Fresh Air professional will help explain how quietly, efficiently, and economically just one 15-inch square Fresh Air unit cleans the air of a 3,000-square-foot home. Try a Fresh Air unit in your home risk-free and see why there are over 5 million satisfied Fresh Air users. Call Fresh Air at 877-FRESH-38. That's 877-FRESH-38.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Sabre the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or, my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your celebrity cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry the Bahamas.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of thousands of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
I love Boy with the Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Shuffling madness, I'm looking for the breath.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 before the hour. Don't forget, coming up after the break at the top of the hour, Shelley Drobny, one of the two originators of Air America Radio Network, will be joining us to talk about his book, The Road to Air America, and also about right-wing media and a think tank that he is setting up or has set up for journalistic endeavors. And Shelley and his wife Anita are the ones who first came up with the idea of and took it to fruition. Several people have thought about this, but they're the first ones who took it to fruition. So Shelley's going to be with us. Now, this Christian school, Cary Christian School, Cary, North Carolina, is right outside Raleigh. But they are presenting slavery as something that the slaves actually enjoyed. Some of the excerpts from this 43-page study guide that they're using, I think it's 43-page study guide. Some of the excerpts are, I'm going to just quote out of the book. To say the least, it is strange that the thing the Bible condemns, slave trading, brings very little opprobrium upon the North. Yet that which the Bible allows, slave ownership, has brought down all manner of condemnation upon the South. As we have already mentioned, the peculiar institution of slavery was not perfect or sinless, but the reality was a far cry from the horrific descriptions given to us in modern histories.
In other words, it really wasn't all that bad. Slavery, as it existed in the South, was not an adversarial relationship with pervasive racial animosity. No, no. Because of its dominantly patriarchal character, it was a relationship based upon mutual affection and confidence.
I hear you. I can hear the black brother, the black sister out there listening to this program tonight throwing stuff at the radio.
I hear you. And then it says this. There has never been a multiracial society which has existed with such mutual intimacy and harmony as slavery in the history of the world. Slave life to them was a life of plenty, of simple pleasures, of food, clothes, and good medical care. Many Southern blacks supported the South because of long-established bonds of affection and trust that had been forged over generations with their white masters and friends. Nearly every slave in the South enjoyed a higher standard of living than the poor whites of the South and had a much easier existence. Now, the two people who have co-authors of this book, one is Douglas Wilson, a pastor in Moscow, Idaho. The other one is a guy named Steve Wilkins, who is a member of the board of directors of the Alabama-based League of the South. Now, the League of the South is the offspring, or the the son, the bastard son, the illegitimate daughter of the old white citizens' councils. The ones that used to lynch Negroes, the Knight Riders. When the Klan decided they couldn't wear the hoods anymore, they had to get respectable or else they were going to be, jailed. So they came up with the White Citizens' Councils, and that evolved into the Council of Conservative Citizens, and that evolved, or one offshoot was a League of the South. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center over in Montgomery lists the League of the South as a hate group. And what these people have done, Doug Wilson and Steve Wilkins, the two people who put this booklet together, have essentially constructed the ruling theology of the neo-Confederate movement. What is the neo-Confederate movement? Those are the people who believe that the states of the Old South ought to secede again because only the states of the Old South represent true Christian civilization in this country. Huh? Now, this school has seen rapid growth since it opened in 1996. 600-plus students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Yeah, it wasn't so bad. It was all right, you know. We had these here slaves, but they didn't complain. Hell, they got good medical care, and they had good clothes, and they used to sit around after work out here on the veranda and sing songs. And they loved the master. They did. Even when the master had to flay them and lay open their skin, they still loved him. And when the master would come down to the quarters after midnight and climb up on all those female slaves, oh, we loved him for that, because then he would give our female slaves, you know, little light-skinned baby. And maybe that light-skinned baby could escape. So the master was doing a good thing coming in here committing rape and abusing the men and the women and the children. And when the master had to sell off members of the family, you know, to make a profit to keep the plantation working, well, we understood. We loved the massa when we watched our 12 and 13-year-old sons and daughters shipped on down to Natchez, Mississippi from up here in Richmond. Well, we understood what the massa was dealing with. It was all right with us. We loved him. We sure enough did. We sure enough loved our master, and we would get out here on the front porch every night and sing them old songs. Oh, swing low, sweet chariot. And old master really loved that. He loved us so much, he'd come down to the quarters. I already said that part, didn't I? This country is sick! But anyway, Merry Christmas, all right? Quick break, we'll be back.
We're going to be joined by Shelley Drobny, talking about his book, The Road to Air America Radio. I can't believe this, right? I'm going to call up some of my black friends during the break. Hey, listen, Joe, y'all really loved it, didn't you, when you were slaves? Didn't have anything to worry about, right? Come over here and sing me that song. Sing me some of them old Negro spirituals. Sing me that one about swing low, sweet chariot. Gonna cross over Jordan. Amen. Amen. Thank God there's white people.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once. Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Millions for Ukraine. The Bush administration has spent more than $65 million in the last 2 years to aid political organizations in Ukraine. The U.S. paid to bring opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko to meet U.S. leaders and help to underwrite the exit polls that indicated he won last month's disputed runoff election. U.S. officials say the activities do not amount to interference in Ukraine's election, as Russian President Putin has alleged. They're saying it was part of the $1 billion the U.S. State Department spends each year trying to build democracy worldwide. No U.S. money sent directly to Ukrainian political parties. In most cases, it was funneled through organizations like the Eurasia Foundation or through groups aligned with Republicans and Democrats, which organized election training with human rights forums or with independent news outlets. Since the Ukrainian Supreme Court invalidated the results of the November 21st presidential runoff in Ukraine, Russia and the U.S. have been trading charges of interference. A new election is now scheduled for December 26. Meanwhile, Viktor Yushchenko is in a private hospital in Vienna, Austria today. Doctors are trying to get to the bottom of the mysterious medical condition that has disfigured his face. The 50-year-old Yushchenko first fell ill back in September during the campaign, and he soon accused Ukrainian authorities of trying to poison him. Earlier this week, doctors tested several theories as to what may be causing the ailment. So far, no firm indication of poisoning. Yushchenko suffered from back pain, acute pancreatitis, and nerve paralysis on the left side of his face, which one doctor says could have been caused by a poison. Yushchenko says he'll stay at the hospital in Vienna till Monday unless tests are completed before then. Next week, George W. Bush will actively participate in a White House economic conference focusing on big damage awards in lawsuits. The forum being sponsored by the White House to promote Bush's economic proposals, like overhauling Social Security and the tax code, making recently passed tax cuts permanent, restraining federal spending, and helping educate and train workers in a changing economy. Half a dozen panels are scheduled, Bush to participate in one each day. The White House said one that he'll be participating in will be the high cost of lawsuit abuse. The other, financial challenges for today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department says the government has recorded a budget deficit of $115 billion in the first 2 months of fiscal 2005, slightly larger than the $112 billion racked up at the same time last year. The deficit based on revenues of $271 billion and spending of $386 billion. The budget year just ended, the government wound up with a deficit of $412 billion, which is a new record. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less than perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Ring of Fire.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. I'm inviting you to join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. But we gotta warn you, this week's show might cause a loss of appetite in carnivores. We'll be talking about the USDA's buddy-buddy relationship with the meat industry. Mad cow disease is not a thing of the past. It's here strong as ever. We'll also be talking about the controversial acne drug Accutane. And is President Bush really the second coming of Christ? Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Before we talk with Shelley Drobny, just very quickly, you know, now that Kerik is withdrawn, you know what's wrong with Democrats? You know, the two Democratic senators from New York, Clinton and Schumer, they were just all over the place saying how much they supported Bernie Kerik, right? This guy was a punk-ass criminal thug. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. A criminal thug. An uneducated bully boy criminal thug that somebody told Bush to put in the position of the head of Department of Homeland Security. And Bush, of course, being the brain-dead freak that he is, went ahead and did it. Oh, yeah, here, we'll put him in. But, you know, when I look at the Democratic Party, when I look at the senators, the Democratic senators who would have had to confirm this thug, not one of them that I'm aware of at this point had raised their voice in opposition. Certainly not the two senators, Democrats both, from New York State. It just makes me angry. I need to get unangry. Joining us now is Shelley Drobny, who, full disclosure, Shelley is a friend of mine. He has been for a couple of years. He has a book out called The Road to Air America. He also has a journalistic enterprise going. I call it the think tank, Shelley. The first, you'll talk about it. He's on tour with his book. We've asked him to be on the program because... primarily because he's a friend, but secondarily because he's written a book on Air America, and if you're curious, you want to get it. Hey, Shelley, how you doing?
Hey, hi, Mike, my old buddy. You got to be more expressive and let it rip, you know?
I'm sorry I'm holding back.
Yeah, I know you too well. You got to just let the people know how you think. You know?
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks for taking time out. You're on book tour. The name of the book, Road to Air America, just briefly tell us why you wrote the book and just a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for being the co-founder of Air America Radio. You're another...
Come on, Shelley, I'm not the co-founder.
3 years ago when you were on IE America and we talked about this. And
I know, but
we came up with the idea, so you're an unsung hero to me, let me tell you.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I wrote the book, there are several reasons, but number one, my father, who left me a heritage of wonderful independent thought processes and never believed the media, gave me the wonderful benefit of having information that most other people don't have. And, you know, that I wrote it for him. And I was always looking for a platform to write a book for my father, and this was it. Secondly, I thought it was a good story to tell about how the media is so controlled by multinational corporations, and there isn't really a free market. You just can't get into... We do not have capitalism in the United States, and the only way you can do is, media is by kind of sneaking in where they haven't been able to figure it out. And so I wanted to alert the public, not just liberals, that we really have a serious problem with the media, and that's another point. And the third point is that, you know, I wanted to... at least laid down in history that we started something because, you know, we had some problems with Air America before and, you know, we were kind of written out of history. And so I wanted to make it very clear that Anita and I really did start something and we're very proud of it.
Well, yeah, and I think when people read the book, and I guess they can get it by going to the Air America Radio website, right?
Well, I don't know if it's on the Air America Radio website, but they can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, like you can go to a bookstore. So.
That's true. Lots of ways to get it.
Yeah.
But your point is well taken about media in this country. You and I have had many late-night discussions. John Sinton and I had many late-night discussions. You all talked. Having had a front row seat to all this, I know what happened with the attempts to establish this network, and I have to say, at a time when it looked like all hell was going to break loose and this thing was going to go nuclear, you and your wife Anita and John Sinton were the ones who brought it back from the edge of total disaster. And for that, I have to say, I deeply respect you people for no other reason than I have a job now.
Well, it's a very practical reason to support it, but, you know, again, I'm not overstating the fact that, you know, you were a major part in the creation of the idea and putting it together, and you introduced us to John Sinton, our chief operating officer, who is running the network now along with Carl Ginsberg. So you made a major contribution to the management team, to the ideas, and, you know, we've become good friends.
Yeah, and I think it's necessary to mention people like Carl Ginsberg and Mike Papatonia. And
right.
There were so many people who are now very substantial parts of Air America Radio Network who gave this network the financial grounding it needed, the managerial grounding it needed, the programming grounding it needed. It's one thing to have an idea, and God bless the idea. people. It's something else again then, as you know, because you and Anita busted your hump for about a year trying to raise the funding, try to get this together. And then when it, as I remember, when it looked like things were getting kind of bleak, people like Ginsburg stepped in, people like Papantonio stepped in. There were all sorts of people who turned out to be real riders of the white horses, if you will, who made this happen. Yeah.
Major amount of credit to Rob Glazer, who was just wonderful in just making it happen, along with the other people who were investors. So it's been a major team effort, a lot of heavy lifting, but it's really starting to spring alive real nicely.
Now, you wrote the book. What are you doing now? What are the other media projects that you have in the works? I want you to tell people about that.
Well, the first thing that we had to do is at least establish some element of dissemination of alternative thought processes on a wide range. And we're reaching a very large audience, as you know now. We have 40 stations and growing, and so that was the first step. But as you know, and you've talked about many times, that's just one small little piece of the puzzle. We've got to get journalism, especially investigative journalism, back to a place where it was 30, 40 years ago, and it just doesn't exist anymore because major media, A, will not make the investment in investigative journalism. So we have started an organization which is a not-for-profit called the Fourth Estate Society, which is going to put together 10 to 12 of the best investigative journalists in the country that don't have to look behind their backs to management and corporate ownership to do their job and go after the rascals, either in government or corporate America, that are really exploiting the population. And I think that's an area that is the next step, to disseminate information to people who are getting the wrong issues and they're voting on the wrong issues. You know, I know, Mike, the red states are not our favorite states, but the Democratic Party, as you talked about many times, is not a party that really understands what its base is and what it needs to disseminate. We cannot copy the other side. We cannot worry about the other side. We have to do what is necessary to be an alternative. And in this country where we only have two choices, we got to go with the Democrats, and I have the same frustrations you do.
The Fourth Estate Society. Now, when you talk about having 12, 13, 14 liberal muckraking journalists, I would assume...
No, not liberal. Not liberal. What I'm saying is that they could very well be liberal. What I'm saying is that we need an investigative journalistic team to follow story. You know, media today has about the attention span of a fruit fly, you know?
Sure.
It's sort of like it hits the story and it runs. And then what happens is it's all forgotten. There's no follow-up. So we need an immediate response team. For example, with voter fraud, we shouldn't wait till it happens. We should have somebody get out there and go get them immediately and then follow up on the stories and do it over and over again. And our job is to syndicate. We're going to be syndicating stories that are unique and cannot be touched by major media because they're too afraid of their masters who are either at the FCC or corporate ownership. And this is going to be a hard-hitting group that is going to be making a living, not having to fear about losing their jobs, and really give a real spark to journalism as it used to be and as it should be in America.
All right, we got to take a break here, Shelley. Hold on, if you will, because when we come back, what I want to check with you is, or ask you, where and how you're going to get some of these articles published, no matter who writes them. And I'm sure you have a plan. If you were just somebody calling and saying, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, I might be a little bit hesitant, but I've already seen what you and Anita can do with Air America Radio. So we'll come back to you in just a moment. Our guest is Shelley Drobny, who, along with his wife Anita, were the two people who had the original idea for Air America Radio. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now, for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits in understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866. now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
More like shrieking and screaming here. 22 past the hour, we're talking with Shelley Drobny, author of Road to Air America, who, along with his wife Anita, were the ones who originally had the concept of Air America Radio and put a lot of time, a lot of energy into getting it going, at the point where it looked like they just couldn't get people to seriously listen. A few angels stepped in, among them the names that we just mentioned, people like Carl Gensberg and Mike Papantonio, and, well, the list goes on and on. If you want to know, read the book. The book is titled Road to Air America, and you can buy it online or tell your favorite bookstore. Get the book. Shelley Drobny.
Yeah, please get the book. My family needs to put food on their family.
Put food on their family. Now, how and where, going to your other project, the Fourth Estate Society, how and where do you plan on getting articles by muckraking journalists published?
Well, you know, these are stories that ultimately will be distributed in a number of places. In print media, there really is a hunger for stories that major corporations don't have to invest a lot of money in. And we'll distribute them based upon the syndication model, having paid for it. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to pay for it in advance. Secondly, these kinds of stories, which we would believe will be hard-hitting, will result in television production, documentaries, and the kinds of things that a lot of people are very interested in. For example, 60 Minutes is a very successful show, but you got to do investigation first before you can get a show. And we plan on hitting those stories. And believe me, there are a plethora of stories that haven't been told. The Pentagon fraud, the whole arms industry. Media reform, you know, there are a lot of dirty dealings going on that I'm aware of and you're aware of that people aren't following up on, and these things are interesting stories. People should know about them.
So, given the fact that, I'm just picking numbers out of the air here, but given the fact that 80% of Americans get 80% of their news from television, I would assume that means the Fourth Estate Society will have an independent television production company. Just like the stuff that's put together for the Discovery Channel or the History Channel, where you put together a program and then get it on a channel that the news channel, hopefully, or a channel. Oh my God! Don't tell me you guys are thinking about starting a television network.
No. We're just providing content now.
Okay.
We're just talking about getting in, you know, stories out that will be used by PBS, some of the cable channels. And we're even thinking of something that, remember Jack Anderson and his old investigative days?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, inserts to newspapers like the New York Times get it nationally done, because inserts are a very good form of distribution without the newspaper necessarily taking responsibility for the content of the stories. But
well,
people like those things.
As you and I both know, and a lot of people know in this country, over the past 30 years, it's the past 40 years after the defeat of Goldwater, so such a tremendous defeat, the right wing in this country set up these think tanks and publishing houses where if something happens at 9 o'clock in the morning, they have writers who can put together 750 words, blast it out to the Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times, Miami Herald, whomever, and get their opinion, the right-wing opinion, out there in front of the public within 24 to 48 hours. And it's a shame that liberals, I don't know what the hell we've been doing all those years, Shelley, but liberals haven't done that. And this is part of what the Fourth Estate Society is going to do, I hope.
Yes, it is. And the problem with the liberals, there are a lot of rich liberals, I have to tell you. There's plenty of them. It's just they're all over the place. They have their own favorite project. The one thing that the right wing understands, and it's very simple for them, they want to keep the money and the power. For them, it's a real easy project. And what they do is they put stories together that are not factual, as you know. So it's a lot easier to make up stories than to actually do the work and find the content. But you see, we have to be truthful. We have to have verification, and we have to do a lot of follow-up in a very disciplined way. And you can break some terrific stories. You know Bob Perry, who broke Iran-Contra?
Right.
He's been blacklisted, and a lot of these journalists, and Greg Palast, as you know, is one of them as well, they can't report independently anymore. But if you have an organization like ours, it's a safety net for true, honest journalism. And part of the right-wing success has been that they have disseminated information that is not accurate. It's not true. It's just pure propaganda. And I think because we have the truth on our side and we can get it disseminated, it'll be successful, and we'll get American people voting on the right issues.
Well,
so, you know, it's a harder job, and it'll take a little more time, but we got a lot of ills here that we have to cure, and I'm very optimistic about that.
Well, if your efforts at putting together a liberal radio network are any indication of success on the horizon for Fourth Estate Society, I think it'll happen. Shelley, thanks a lot for taking time to talk to us, okay?
Thanks, Mike, and continued success.
Thank you, sir. The name of the book is Road to Air America. Find it at a bookstore online. The author is Shelley Drobny, Drobny, one of the originators of Air America Radio Network. Stick around. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
It's good news, week. Someone's dropped the bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's good news, week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, the one that never died. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather?
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less than perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Kyle Jason Show.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Goonie, the Dabbing Toe Tapping, Mr. Kyle Ice Jason. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, the moment has arrived. We will be going live. That's right, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be doing a special artist profile on the one, the only Earth, Wind, and Fire, and just flat out having a blast, y'all. So do not miss the next Kyle Jason Show
on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 26 before the hour. Right, as promised, let's do some phone calls here. That's something new and different, huh? RB Ham is calling from Saskatoon in Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. How
Holy
are you?
Holy crap, so many topics, so little time.
I hear that.
So I'm looking, I've been on Democratic Underground today because I'm off work with a bad back for a while. So I actually got to catch up and everything that's going on. It's just amazing. I was watching Paula's On the other day. And she had Pat Robertson on?
She's on, her program's on the same time on, so I missed that. I would have loved to have seen that.
I should have said Eva's on, sorry. But anyway, she had Mr. Robertson on there, and they were talking about the Christian churches just recently being burned in Iraq, eh?
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and Robertson, of course, it all just goes to show you how immoral and barbaric these people are and stuff. And I was, you know, I could, and not once during the conversation did it come up that during Saddam Hussein's day, and for a couple centuries before that, these Christians were able to worship freely in Iraq. So why did we invade?
Well,
and that Saddam Hussein was so evil towards Christians. Why are only now do they are these churches being burned when before
right.
they were, you know? And then, of course, then she turns to Mr. Robertson and goes to say, and Mr. Robertson, are you personally insulted by the way they're trying to take Christmas out of the season this year? And I'm thinking, my God, is it any more obvious to how many people how the press has become lapdogs for the neocons and the Christian right? Anything they say is, like, taken as authority and pandered to.
I know.
I don't know what to do anymore.
I know.
Doesn't anybody see it? When Jerry Falwell was on MSNBC the other day talking with and Jesse Jackson, they're talking about the war, and he actually pounded on the table and said, and we should hunt them down to the ends of the earth and kill them all for the glory of the Lord.
When I know. They're very sick people. They represent Christianity, the teachings of Christ, to the same degree that, Joe Stalin represented human rights and freedom. These people are disgusting, and your point is a good one. If Saddam was so hard on the Christians, why were there Christian churches? Oh well, never mind, RB. You're trying to bring logic and common sense into a discussion about these people.
And even though he was a Stalinist type dictator, I mean, he was supported early on by the CIA, who wanted their strongman in there. And, you know, he had, like, Tariq Aziz, one of his advisors or whatever in his cabinet, was a Christian.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this sick bed, arrangement they have, these odd bedfellows of the new conservative right, who are actually led by, you know, Jews, in a lot of cases, Mr. Wolfowitz and Mr. Pearl and all them, and the Christian right, who believe that ultimately these Jews will have to accept Jesus as Lord or Savior, they'll be burned along with the rest of us when the rapture comes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When, well, I've talked about that many times. I don't understand this satanic kind of alignment between these Christian thugs in this country and the Jewish folks who...
Well, you didn't actually call them Jews in that whole broad sense. These are people who are a little bit to the right of I don't know. Can you think of a Jewish figure who's more to the right of Richard Pearl or Paul Wolfowitz? I can't.
No.
It's a new breed. They seem to be espousing Hitlerian ideals. The thing is, we'll do it to them before they can do it to us.
I know. It's awful.
Unbelievable.
It's awful. It's
anyway,
just awful.
I let the other callers get through. I just wanted to get that off my case. And oh, one other thing. This military armor crisis kind of deflects from the fact that this war is illegal, immoral, and just plain wrong, doesn't it? Kind of deflects from the fact that they shouldn't be there in the first place and having to scrounge in scrapyards in Iraq,
right.
And then not having to come back suffering from depleted uranium poison or post-stress disorder from having to break into people's houses at the orders of your commanders and fire indiscriminately at anybody who's in there because you don't know who's an insurgent, who's not. It's when these people get back, like you were talking before, there's going to be hell to pay. Because there's going to be nothing. The Bush administration is pulling everything they can for Veterans Affairs to help them when they get back. What's going to go on? I think if there is a coup, it's going to be back here from all these guys returning from the war.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's going to be hell.
I hear you. RB, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, man.
All right,
bye.
You have a nice evening. The latest from the psychopathic right in the media is the little poop storm that's being stirred up because of this embedded reporter from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who the Times Free Press, I believe it was the Times, Chattanooga Times, Free Press, whatever. Nashville, I'm sorry, not Chattanooga, Nashville. Was it Nashville or oh hell, I'm totally lost here. Anyway, the big story now in Right Wing Talk Radio is that this reporter, the question about armored vehicles came from the reporter, which is a lie. That's not exactly how it happened at all. The reporter was embedded. He talks to the soldiers. The soldiers said, you know, we're getting our legs blown off, our arms blown off. The reporter said, why don't you ask this question? But the little piglets running around the airwaves like Sean Hannity and the big pig like Rush Limbaugh, now they're focusing on the reporter. You see how they do this. What's his name? Pat Buchanan was on MSNBC tonight screaming about the attack on Bernie Kerik, this thuggish bastard who is about to take over Department of Homeland Security. This is what they do. Shoot the messenger. Shoot the messenger. Shoot the messenger. I know that's off topic, but, you know, the idea that, well, it's what they did to Dan Rather. You know, Dan Rather, we can make a case that Dan Rather was shooting from the hip. He should have done a little more research, but he wanted to get the story on the air. Did it alter the substance of the story? No. George Bush is a lying, draft-dodging thug. But then everyone focused on the documents. Now we're supposed to focus on the Tennessee newspaper reporter. And before that, we were supposed to focus on the people from the New York Times and the Boston Globe who are writing about the thuggery of Bernie Kerik. At least that's what the right-wingers want to tell you to do. The piglets and the monsters and the demons who run media in this country. By run media, I mean who are out there every single day. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Hi. Ernie is calling from Englewood, New Jersey. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ernie. Thanks.
I've been loving you tonight. You have been preaching the gospel with the power. I'm serious. This is just incredible. I wanted to talk to you about the armored trucks. Last guy just spoke a little bit about it.
Sure.
You know, this is just a continuing demonstration of the utter contempt the Bush Reich has for the citizens and soldiers of the United States.
It's incredible. The Pentagon sent people over there 6 months ago, and they came back with the recommendation that they buy armored trucks. Gee, and that's a year after they already started this war. So, what do? Nothing. I wonder who said to put that order on hold. Was it the subcontractor who was saving a few bucks? I mean, it's incredible.
I know.
You know? And then you get the flip answer from this guy. You know? And Bush puts on his members-only jacket with a couple of extra stickers and speaks to a packed audience. It's incredible. They hate the people. What is up with this? It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And then you get the notice today that the amputation rate for troops is twice that of past wars.
I read that, and that's one of the reasons, it's my understanding, one of the reasons that the death rate of American soldiers and Marines is, this is going to sound like hell, as low as it is.
It's underreported.
Well, no. Let me finish the thought. In Vietnam, the last big hot war that we were involved in, I mean really big hot war we were involved in, the surgical techniques, the evacuation techniques, and the surgical techniques were not
They weren't sophisticated, and it could be up to 40 days before you could get out.
Right.
So now they saved their lives, but they look like hell when they're done.
Well, that's the thing. The death rate of American soldiers and Marines in Iraq would be 5, 6, 7 times what it is right now were it not for the fact that there's quick evacuation and there are surgeons, military surgeons there to repair these guys, a lot of whom then are told to get their ass back into combat. This is a sick time. This is one of the sickest, perverted uses of the United States military, probably in the 20th and in this young 21st century. This is an outrage. And somebody should be held accountable. Donald Rumsfeld, generals in the field, the people that are setting policy for the U.S. military, somebody should be held accountable for what they're doing to our soldiers.
How many of these generals are sitting there just chewing their fingers off, probably because they can't speak out against this guy? They can't speak out against what they're doing. And when they leak something to the press, they're subject to one of these purges like they have in the Kremlin.
I know.
Like Porter Goss is doing. This is a really scary time. People are going to have to seize their government, like you've been recommending. After a few more people get to see some veterans on TV with multiple amputees, then... they'll stand in Washington and say, look, you got to go.
I know.
You know? They'll ask the Congress, and they'll seize control, and they'll tell the people who are supposed to represent them and not the corporations, you know, get him out, impeach him. He's a war criminal.
I hear that. Ernie, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you for the time, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. You have a nice evening. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. More of your phone calls when we come back. All right. We have one open line. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The average American throws away over 1,600 pounds of trash. But Michigan is getting wise about waste. Amanda Hathaway from WISE, Waste Information Series for Education, explains.
The best thing anyone can do to help prevent all this waste is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Buy rechargeable batteries, bring a reusable water bottle from home, bring your coffee mug right into work. You need to look for products that are made out of recycled materials because that's what drives the market. So when you're at the store, if you can look for products that say they're made out of recycled materials, that's one of the best ways that you can help recycling.
The alarming news is that over 100 landfills close every year.
So unless you want a landfill in your backyard, better start practicing the 3 R's and reducing, reusing, and recycling your waste.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather's wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, "Last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth." Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. "Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef." Or, "My four-star culinary mentor says, hi."
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation, or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry at the Bahamas.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Bernie Kerik has withdrawn his name this evening as the nominee to head the Department of Homeland Security, one of Bush's thugs who was about to get caught. There have been a couple articles and editorials in New York Times, Boston Globe, I think the L.A. Times, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, I believe, Detroit Free Press, maybe, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. In other words, journalism doing what journalism is supposed to do, exposing this thuggish, bald-headed freak who was about to take over the Department of Homeland Security and make himself rich and be one more member of the Bush crime family. So without talking to the White House, he announces he is, I'm withdrawing. And the real reason is because of a series of articles, which probably now will not be published, exposing Bernie Kerik for exactly what he was. Just another thug. Just another punk thug. Elevated in the Bush crime family. Leah is calling from Tampa. Leah, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
Hey there yourself.
Well, I agree with you about Bernie. I looked at him once, I looked at him twice, and I could see into his soul. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, really.
And we'll see. That's not what I called about, though. But I did want to mention that my dad, when Bush was elected the first time, he said, if Bush is elected, the country's going to go to hell. And he was right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he didn't live to have to see that.
Aye.
So I'm glad about that, because I thought about it many times. I respected my dad, and I certainly respected his opinion, and there you are.
Yeah.
Then you were talking about the slave situation, and I heard about that earlier today, and I went and donated money to the Southern Poverty Law Center, because I figured... we've got to keep fighting that. That's
ridiculous. Southern Poverty Law Center is certainly a worthy organization. It's set up right here in the heart of enemy territory. They expose racism, anti-Semitism, anti-Islamic attitudes, and anti-Christian attitudes. I mean, they are a wonderful organization, and they get by on a shoestring.
That's right. So, and then... Let me see. Put my glasses on. I wrote down this. Oh, the South. They want us, these people, the Idaho guy and the other guy, they want to secede from the Union. Well, they already did that once. And then if you say anything they don't like, they tell you you're not patriotic. Well, I think seceding from the Union would be considered pretty treasonous myself.
Yeah, well, these neo-Confederates, and I'm surrounded by them here in Atlanta, the neo-Confederates truly believe that the states that comprise the old Confederacy are the last bastion of Christian white supremacy on the planet. I mean, they really do believe this. And the Christian Reconstruction Movement, all of these real murderous psychopaths, and they are all murderous psychopaths. What they would like to do is just remove the Old South from the Union once again, run all the Jews and the Catholics and the brown and black people and everybody who isn't a white Christian out of town, and then set up their little empire here. It's spooky, it's scary, it's sick.
Yeah.
And it's un-American.
It's unpatriotic.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Air America is patriotic. I must say that.
Yes, it is.
And without Air America, I wouldn't have made it this last month or so. What I called about originally was, you've already talked about it with the fellow that you talked with just before the break.
Uh-huh.
Was these fellows in Iraq, and how I have trouble wording this. But because so many of them are wounded, but they don't die, they live.
Mm-hmm.
The death count in Iraq is 1,278, I believe. And if they had died, the death count would be around 11,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because 25, 30 years ago, if it was during the Vietnam War, these people would be dead. And that's in less than 2 years.
Right.
Less than 2 years. In Vietnam, it took a while for people to catch on that, oh, my God, well, a lot of people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started protesting it. Well, that many people really are dying. Their souls are being ripped out of them, along with their arms and their legs. And, of course, the TASS news agency is not reporting that.
No,
so,
no, it's not.
Which is what I call Fox News every now and then, and when they answer, I say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I got the past news agency.
Well, very few news organizations in the country, especially on television, report anything. They're terrified. They're afraid to do their jobs. Democrats are afraid to say when Bernie Kerik was nominated, hold on a second, this guy is a creep and a thug. This guy spied on women in Saudi Arabia. This guy made money with the Taser company when he was a police commissioner. This guy is a real gangster. What happened? The two senators in New York, oh, we love, yeah, that's great. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's do it, let's do it. You know, it makes me sick. Democrats, Democratic senators and representatives, with very few exceptions, and there are some exceptions, have rolled over, stuck their legs in the air, and said, hey, we want to be just like Republicans, only we're still going to operate under the name Democrat, so maybe we'll get your vote and we can, to hell with that. Leah, we have to break here. Thanks for checking in.
I agree with you.
All right. Take care. Appreciate your call. You have a nice weekend. Amen. Weekend. Thank you, God. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. That's why Sam's Club carries products to help make that easier. You can count on Sam's Club to have just what you need. Bounty paper towels, Charmin bath tissue, Puffs tissues, and other quality brands, all at everyday low costs. After all, we know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Tonight on TNT.
Something draws me here. I can feel it.
Three nights in a row.
They will find the ring and kill the one who carries it.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You frightened? Yes.
I'm nearly frightened enough.
The ring must be destroyed.
I cannot do this alone.
See the movie that started it all. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Tonight at 8, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 8 on TNT. We know drama.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. President Bush starts the weekend in search of a new Homeland Security Secretary. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has asked the White House to withdraw his name from consideration. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Kerik made the request for what he calls personal reasons. McClellan said the White House will move as quickly as possible to nominate someone else to fill the position, which is being vacated by Tom Ridge in February. President Bush is expected to sign the long-awaited intelligence overhaul bill next week. Broadcast reports say Mr. Bush will sign the reform package initially crafted by the September 11th Commission into law on Friday, just days after the 41 recommendations gained approval in the House and Senate. Democrats are still shaking their heads over the defense secretary's comments about proper armor for soldiers in Iraq. Illinois Senator-elect Barack Obama says Donald Rumsfeld chose an inopportune time when speaking before the troops on Wednesday. Obama says the Senate and House will be investigating the levels of equipment that are needed by the troops. He says the Pentagon has the money to provide good equipment and believes the funds are just not being allocated properly. Rumsfeld told a soldier, quote, "You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have." A sergeant in Baghdad has been convicted of murdering a badly injured 16-year-old Iraqi civilian. 30-year-old Staff Sergeant Johnny Horn pleaded guilty to murder at his Baghdad court-martial and will be sentenced later. Separately, U.S. officials in Baghdad fear that a fuel crisis may stoke unrest before the election planned for late next month. President Bush has nominated veteran businessman Samuel Bodman to be the new Secretary of Energy. Mr. Bush called Bodman a problem solver with a great talent for management. Bodman has served in the Bush administration as a Deputy Secretary of Commerce and a Deputy Secretary of the Treasury. If confirmed by the Senate, Bodman will replace outgoing Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham. As one door opens, another closes in Washington. Attorney General John Ashcroft said goodbye to his staff at the Justice Department today. Jury deliberations in the penalty phase of Scott Peterson's murder trial are done for the day. After spending their first full day behind closed doors, the panel is trying to decide whether Peterson should receive life in prison or a death sentence for murdering his pregnant wife Lacey and their unborn child. The jury will be sequestered until they reach a verdict. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. We're kicking out the jams with economics writer David K. Johnston. No, wait, it's good, honest, assuming you care about America's future. Plus, comedian Todd Berry takes pity calls. And we'll see what's holding Jesus with Cardinal Milpington's Rapture Watch on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
Sudden ups and downs.
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Hope you'll join us for this final hour. All right. Who's up next? I think Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. When I called in to try to catch you, you know, before the lines all went busy and stuff, I really didn't know where you were going with your show. And on the majority report before you, they had some talk about different things, and it kind of got my mind in a direction. Basically, my thought was that after the election, I think that people were so stunned and so shocked, and there was nobody to lead them. I think that if they had been led, if there had been a protest, there would have been riots in the streets, you know. I really do. I really think that people would have...
Well, yeah. We have gotten in this country, with the exception of the anti-war demonstrations, we have gotten, scared, complacent, freaked out, afraid of Homeland Security, afraid of the Bush thugs. I don't know. But, you're right. In most countries, most civilized countries, when... It becomes even suspect that an election, in the few countries that hold elections, that election was stolen. People usually react. We didn't react in 2000. We didn't react in 2002. We haven't reacted yet in a mass protest basis in 2004.
Right.
I wonder if we are ever going to react.
Well, not unless somebody gets up and says, follow me.
Well,
I mean, you know, think about it for a minute. I mean, you know, each of us is sitting in our own little chairs doing our own little lives, you know, and at some point you have to say, you know, somebody has to coordinate and say it's time, and people come out either through emails or through media, through something, to communicate to other people in different communities, especially in today's life where, you know, I mean, I'm in California, but I'm 50 miles from Los Angeles, so if they're going to put a demonstration together in L.A., I got to drive 50 miles to get there. You know.
Well, you know, that was the beauty of the 60s, come to think about it. The protest movements in the late 60s was, the beauty was the fact that there was not mass communication as we know it now. There was no internet. There was no email. What you would do is crank out something on a mimeograph machine, and if you wanted people to hear about it, you got out and tacked it up on telephone posts, or you went around and had meetings. You knocked on doors. You got together. You had people talking. And, hell, you're right. As you talk, I'm thinking about all of us sitting in our little cells with our computer in front of us, and thank God for the computer. But it does have a way of furthering the isolation, and I think you have the answer to your question why someone has not taken the lead, or a bunch of someones have not taken the lead the way these kinds of movements have developed in the past. Maybe this two-edged sword of the internet has puts us all in instant communication, but it also isolates us.
Well, it does in a sense, because you stay here, you stay in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, for your news and your information, and then you and this damn Air America keeps me listening to it all the time, you know.
I know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I know where I'm going to be Sunday coming on the 12th, December 12th at noon. I'll be at the state capitol here in the Atlanta area. In Atlanta itself, my wife and I and my five-month-old daughter are going to be there, and we're going to have a sign, and we're going to stand there in silently, I would imagine. I don't know if they're going to be speakers. I don't know if what's going to happen, but we're going to put our bodies out there, and just as a way of saying we protest the fact that once again, our system of elected representative government has been perverted by the Republican Party, and we're aware of it. And here we are. We know what you're doing, and you're not going to do it too much longer. I mean, what else can we do? What else can we do except get out there and make the statement? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. absolutely, I do understand. And, you know, I just it just kind of amazes me, you know, I mean, the way people have just sort of let themselves go into complacency. And here's another thing is that we always had this fear of the appearance of impropriety.
Yeah.
I mean, or appearance of conflict of interest, okay? And yet we let the brother of the presidential candidate run the state and not recuse himself from anything involved in the election,
yeah.
And nobody blinks an eye. No, and everybody's got this attitude, well, he's not going to do anything. I mean, you know, this is a fair election, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense when we always used to fear the appearance of conflict of interest.
I hear that.
You would stand back and you would say, look, just because it looks bad, because there might be, or because somebody might see it, I'm going to step out of this.
Yeah. Points, Bruce. Thanks for checking
in,
pal.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, Mike. You're doing a great service.
Well, no more than you would do if somebody gave you a microphone. Thanks, Bruce.
I want one. Talk to you later.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. Take care. Anthony is calling from Miami. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike.
Hey, Anthony.
Called you before and totally agree with what you guys are doing there in America, and thank you.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. I totally agree with the last caller. I do think that someone needs to stand up and lead, and I think, unfair to my generation, me being an 18-year-old, you guys in the 60s had people to lead you guys, like Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. I think people who inspired you guys to actually go on the streets and know that there are people with power out there who are willing to speak for you guys. And I think what's disheartening for people of my generation are we don't see those leaders. I mean, like you said, Hillary Clinton, the senator from New York, this big liberal, she was there endorsing this crook that almost became the czar of Homeland Security here.
Yeah, that makes me sad. But you're right. As you're talking, we don't have... pick a name, Cesar Chavez. We don't have Martin Luther King Jr. We don't have people who we don't have organizations anymore like Students for a Democratic Society. I don't know, and I don't know why we don't. I mean, what the hell? I don't quite understand it.
No, I have a professor. She's from your generation, flower child. And she's even said it to me, but, you know, I go, I tell her, I listen to America, I'm really into it. She even tells me, but why don't you do something? Why don't you and your friends do something? And it's like we tell her. It's something that you also see a lot of kids in college are not educated. And that's basically what my phone call is really about, was talking about basically, I know you're scared of the right of Christians taking over. I think it's been big business that's taken over. And I've taken an education into history class, which basically discusses the evolution of education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And big business has basically tried infiltrating and has infiltrated since the 1920s. And if it wasn't for FDR, we would have been in full-blown fascism. I mean, it really is disgusting. You look at things that were done, like studies in the 30s, it was shown that progressive education actually worked better than traditional education. And basically things weren't working, and you had Ronald Reagan in 1980 say that our nation was at risk, that we were turning into a nation of mediocrity in education. And basically, he destroyed a lot of legislation, underfunded many of the programs that were helping the society.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Anthony, but I got to say this, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, okay? I understand it's getting harder and harder to afford an education, but I'll tell you what. The libraries are free, and if people don't want to go to libraries, there's the internet. I really, really do believe this, Anthony, that it is more possible now for a person to educate herself or himself than it's ever been for any generation in this country. That's A. Here's B. It's up to people your age. I hate to dump this on you, but people in their late teens, early 20s, people my age, old people, people over the age of 35, 40, or 50 or 60, let me tell you something. We don't have the energy anymore, okay? We're getting old. Our legs hurt. It's hard to breathe. We can't, you know, you put us in a cloud of tear gas, now you're going to have a bunch of heart attacks. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I agree with it.
It's always up to the younger people. It's always up to the younger people. So, Anthony,
yeah,
you can educate. You can educate yourself and educate your friends and do something about this. You know, you can be Martin Luther King. You can be Cesar Chavez. You can be Robert Kennedy Jr. Trust me, pal, you can. I got a break here. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice weekend.
And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Yeah, to our caller from Miami. Listen, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but you know, truth be told. Younger people have to, you have to lead, you have to do it, you have to step up. You really do. excuse me, an email from Depth. We do have Howard Dean, and that's in response to the caller from Miami looking for a leader. Emailer says we do have Howard Dean. Yeah, I you know, I can, yeah, sure, I can go along with that. I can go along with that. Howard Dean was leading, and he was doing a pretty good job of it, and the attacks on him were just incredible. Huh? The Democratic Party took a look at Howard Dean and ran screaming into the woods, broke huge tree limbs off the trees, came back out and beat Howard Dean almost to death. Sit down and shut up, boy. What are you talking about? Getting all up in our face about anti-war? Getting all up in our face about the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party? Here, sucker. Boom, boom. Pow, 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 pow. Yeah. You know, when your own party beats the hell out of the potential leader? Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You young folks, you got a lot to do. You do. You have a lot to do. Or you're going to lose the whole thing. All of it. The baby boom generation, there's two divisions. There's the neocon, psychopathic, evangelical Christian division. You know who's in that group. It also includes American Zionists, Christian Zionists, as well as Jewish Zionists. You don't have to be of a certain religion to be crazed about that issue. You don't. And then the other part of the baby boom generation are liberals or Democrats or progressives who are either tired or have worked at factory jobs or office jobs or middle management jobs all of our lives and still believe what we believed in 40 years ago, but we're tired. We don't have the power. We have watched our party almost disappear. And we watch the American public say, screw it, we're concerned voting. Politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. Something will move in if people move out of the political arena, which is precisely what happened. We got to the point in this country where people didn't even have the energy or the inclination or the desire to go vote. Ah, screw it, they're all alike, I ain't going to vote. And that's what the right wing was waiting for. Now, I'm not here to lecture young people. I mean, you know, bless you all. Do what you need to do. You know, it's your world. I'm just passing through it, man. So you do what you need to do. But don't think for a second that the responsibility is not on your back. It is. It is. And I'll tell you something else. And this is the sad, ironic part. Not only do you have the responsibility to lead, Not only do you have the responsibility to make a decision as to whether or not the society, this society, is moving in the direction you want it to move, and if not, do something about it. Not only that, but you have all the damage that was done by my generation, Democrat and Republican, liberal and conservative, conservative damage done consciously and deliberately. By the liberals, damage done unconsciously, and they just weren't paying attention. So before you can find the pony, you've got to shovel out mountains of horse crap. And hopefully there'll be a pony in there for you somewhere, right? I don't know what to tell you. And you don't have to do anything. You know, you don't have to do a thing. It's your call. You know, people back in the 60s didn't have to do a thing. 35 years ago, we didn't have to do a thing. Nothing. But we took a look at what was going on. We did. We did. I swear to God, we did. That's why the other half, the Republican half of the country, of the baby boomers, hate us so much. Because we took a look at what was going on and we said, all right, no. Whether it's civil rights or human rights or student rights or anti-war or women's rights or gay rights or whatever the hell the rights were. And it usually came as a reaction. The Stonewall riots in New York, gay pride developed out of that. Americans coming home in body bags, hundreds. Anti-war movement developed out of that. Women being told to sit down, shut up, and stay in the kitchen, spread your legs, now close them. Said hell with that, and the feminist movement started. Students finding out that they were being spied on by the CIA and COINTELPRO, to hell with that, the student movement. And black folk, don't even go there. They had 400 years of it. And then they started wearing black berets and black leather jackets and Huey Newton and Rap Brown and carrying carbines and saying, no, we're not going to take anymore. What happened to the white establishment? Ow! Oh, my goodness, that Negro has a gun! And the black civil rights movement began. You understand what I'm saying, young people?
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Those greedy, selfish, self-oriented, do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six past the hour. So I guess here's the story on Carrick, all right? As we've been reporting all night, Carrick abruptly withdrew his name from nomination as the Bush crime family's choice to be Homeland Security Secretary, right? Apparently around 8:30 tonight, it says here, Associated Press is saying, Kerry informed Bush of his decision, withdrawing a telephone call around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. He said in a letter to the president he said in a letter to Bush that was released to the media, quote, I am convinced that for personal reasons moving forward would not be in the best interest of your administration, the Department of Homeland Security, or the American people. What? I fit into that last category. Carrick, kiss my ass, okay? What do you mean? You know, get out of town. Now, here's the here it is. Here, you ready?
In a statement separate from his resignation letter, Carrick said the problematic issue arose as he was completing documents required for Senate confirmation. He said, quote,
I uncovered information that now leads me to question the immigration status of a person who had been in my employ as a housekeeper and nanny. It has also been brought to my attention that for a period of time during such employment required tax payments and related filings, and I had not made them. End quote. Carrick said he feared that the disclosure of this vital issue would bring about the scrutiny that would, quote, only serve as a significant and unnecessary distraction. Ah, sit down and shut up. Now, you see what he's doing? He's adopting the Zoe Baird defense. Remember Zoe Baird, Clinton's first choice to be attorney general? Remember? And the right wing jumped on her immediately. She had to withdraw her nomination after disclosure that she had an illegal immigrant working for her. She said, I didn't know. Was she lying? Oh, who cares at this point? It was 1,000 years ago. And then remember Lonnie Guinier, a Clinton classmate at Yale University Law School. That was the president's choice to head the Justice Department Civil Rights Division until it was learned she hadn't paid taxes for a domestic worker. Remember? And then the nomination of federal judge Kimball Wood to be attorney general never went forward after it turned out that she had hired an illegal immigrant as a babysitter. Now, what do these three women have in common? That's right, they're women. And back in the early 90s, do you think the right wing wanted a woman? A woman federal judge? Oh my God, a woman attorney general? Well, actually, Kimball Wood was a federal judge. She was nominated to be attorney general. So, this killer dude, this fireplug-looking creep, this Carrick, right away, he knows his butt is just an inch away from the meat grinder. You know there's more to this story. You know Carrick has huge skeletons in his closet, right? Now, you and I, Truesaker, we will never know why he really withdrew. But what he wants you to believe, what he wants me to believe,
well, I had a nanny that, I found out now that her papers, you know, she was from, Kuwait. That's where she was from, and she didn't have the right papers. But I'm still a fire plug, and I can still kick ass.
So he's using the Zoe Baird, Kimball Wood, Lonnie Guinier defense. An illegal nanny.
that's why he's dropping out. That's why he called Bush at 8:30 tonight. Guess what, George? In filling out the forms required here for me to be...
Now, are you telling me that the Bush crime family didn't vet this guy? Do you think they didn't know about his illegal nanny? Oh, for God's sake.
Hi, Mr. President. Bernie here. Listen, I was filling out these forms in order to get my pass, my ID, you know, cabinet member ID. And, you know, it asked me a question here. Here it is. Question 23. Have you ever hired an illegal immigrant to be a nanny? Oh, guess what? Damn. I was talking to my wife, Halla. I think that's her name. And I said, that's Lieberman. That's Lieberman's wife. No. Her name is Hadassah. Never mind. I was talking to my wife, Halla. And I said, you remember that nanny we hired, a long time ago? I don't know. Was she legal? And you know my wife, Hadassah, or Halla, or whatever her name, you know what she said? She said, no, I don't think so, Bernie. So, George, you know, the country can't stand another illegal immigrant nanny story. So, hey, I'm out of here, okay? Hey, see you around. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. That's what happened. Sure. Oh, my God. Mohammed is in New York, calling from New York. Mohammed, what did you think of Bernie Carrick?
Well, I'm kind of glad he resigned, really.
Well, he wasn't there yet. He just got out. He just withdrew his name from nomination.
Well, like I said, Don't let the door. Don't let the door hit you where you get you. And I looked at him. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Are you allowing this guy to run as Homeland Security Director? He couldn't even run the police department."
Well, now, do you think the real reason he left is because he had hired an illegal nanny?
I think it was some other reason, but you know they're not gonna let us find out. You know that for sure.
Illegal nanny.
Oh, come on. Oh, man. You know how embarrassing that was? Jesus Christ.
But that's not why you called. The real reason you called is...
Oh, for Donald Rumsfeld's attitude towards the soldiers in Kuwait. That really got to me. That really did get to me. He said, well, you're fighting with the armor that you got. You don't fight with the army that you wish to have.
Hold on a second, Muhammad. Now, let's see. You're the cop or you're the ex-soldier? Which one are you?
I'm the ex-cop that resigned from the New York City Hospital Police Department. And that's right. Are you kidding me? These kids out here are dying. You're saying they're like, oh well, you know, don't worry about it. You don't get the armor that I give that you want. You get the armor I give you.
Isn't that nice?
Are you joking?
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? And he's still Secretary of Defense. How about that?
That guy needs to go back to the circus. I'm serious. He needs to go back to the circus and eat a bullet because those kids out there, they're dying, and you got to love them for what they're doing because they're fighting insurgents that don't want them there. Now, I thought to myself, now, what if that was here? What if they were here? What if they were in our country? They're doing the same thing, you know? I mean, you can't say that. You can't say that to soldiers like that. You can't disrespect soldiers. Imagine if one of them shot them. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, one of the soldiers is crazy. But, I mean, you can't say you got to go to war with your armor that you have. You can't say that.
I know.
That's crazy. And he needs to go back. I mean, sometimes you got to call him for what he is. He's a wingnut. He's a liar. He continues to lie. He's an evil and repugnant person. And sometimes you just got to call him for what he is.
How much longer do you think before, you know, it won't come from the ranks, it won't come from the grunts, but how much longer before some of the colonels, lieutenant colonels, I doubt if any generals would take the risk, but colonels, lieutenant colonels, majors maybe, when they decide to start applying upward pressure to get this pig out of office, how much longer do you think? Because their boys are dying.
Yeah, their boys are dying, and I had a friend who just came back from Iraq. He got shot in the foot. He told me that they had to do some awful things to insurgents. He said that if they were to call him back, he would take a boat and go to Cuba. But yeah. I think it's going to come really soon because they're saying, listen, you said my boys out here to die. You said my boys out here to die. You put my boys in uncomfortable positions. You can't do this to us. And that's why they're defecting. They don't want to go back. They're doing this. They're doing that. Now I can see why. And they got to get this nut out of office.
Hey, Muhammad.
They have to get it out.
Muhammad.
Yes.
Are you near an airport or is somebody firing missiles at you?
No, I'm outside. I'm on a cell phone. But I really do have to say that this wingnut has to get out.
Yeah.
I'm glad that soldier asked that question. He was like, why do I have to dig through, you know, landfills and all this stuff to get my armor?
Yeah, why do I have to dig through dumps?
Yeah, armor dumps and stuff like that to get my armor. Oh, can you repeat the question again? I'd like to answer the question. If that was me, I'd like to answer the question.
And
Why am I digging through Robert's garbage to go get my armor?
And isn't it weird they call it hillbilly armor?
Yeah, hillbilly armor. You gotta be kidding me. I was like, are you serious? I mean, we are dealing with the worst administration in the history of the United States.
In the history of the
world.
History of the world. History of the United States. You're right. Muhammad, I got a break here. Thanks, pal. Take care.
I'll call back. And if anything more right wing comes my way, I'm just going to call it how I see it.
All right. Deep breath. Okay, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3.
Woo.
Take care, Muhammad. Take care, Muhammad. Take care. All right, we'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. Baby, I'm misunderstood. You think you're leaving, baby. Would you let them rip? Let it fly.
Let it rip.
that.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yes, drive the Tubalero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, a couple of things. Don't forget, this Sunday, day after tomorrow, noon, December 12th, 12-12-12, December 12th at noon, if you can, no guilt tripping here, if you can, go to your state capitol. And if you're the only one there, hold your sign up, whatever it says. You know, there'll be reporters out there. Somebody will come out with a video camera and take your picture. Maybe it'll be on the news that night, or maybe to go into the secret kill 'em file run by the Bush crime family. You never know anymore, do you, huh? But let somebody know. Let the world know. Let America know that you have decided, no, I'm just not going to sit on my ass and let this election for the third time in 6 years be stolen like this. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Now, if your state capital is too far away, that's understandable. Maybe you can go to the nearest federal building. I don't know. We're going to go to the state capitol in downtown Atlanta on Sunday. We'll be there at noon. We'll be a face in the crowd. I have nothing to do with the organizing. Kathy and I and Molly are just going to be there just to put our body out there. At least we don't have to walk, right? We don't have to march. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just... last March I was in was with Matt Comm Will Pitt and Ben Birch and Ben's wife Katie and a whole bunch of people from Democratic Underground in D.C. 1,000 years ago, protesting a war that hadn't even started. So try to be there. Try to be at your state capitol, okay? Credit tonight. Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton engineered the program in New York City. Linda Blake answered your calls. These folks worked here every night this week, as a matter of fact, didn't they? Thanks to the New York crew, or this program would not be there. Because we're a million miles away. We're down here in Bohunkville. we're operating outside the fringes of civilization. We're in the South! We're in Jesus land, amen! But thanks to Jason Collin and Linda for another exemplary week. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Provides us with an awful lot of material we use in this program. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the programs. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And don't forget the granddaddy website here for all of us that work at this network, AirAmericaRadio.com. Check it out. Check it out. All right? Oh, Road to Air America by Shelley Drobny. Get a copy. Go to your local bookstore if they don't have it. Have one. Tell them you want it. Road to Air America. So you can see how the ideas of a couple in Chicago developed into a bunch of extremely righteous people coming together with the money. I'm not talking about the people on the air. I'm talking about the people with the money to put this network together. So check it out. King David, he is our Woodstock Bureau Chief, is calling from Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, calling from Wisconsin. David, welcome to the program.
Welcome from behind the cheddar curtain.
Yeah.
By the way, as far as the idea of killing the media messenger.
Yeah.
One of the very first to have that happen to them, you remember Frank Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and the only thing that happened was one day Spiro Agnew got ticked off at him and mentioned him in a speech. And within about 2 or 3 weeks, all of a sudden, ABC decided they have to hire Harry Reasoner over from CBS.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And replace Reynolds. And of course, by the time that Reynolds eventually did pass on, his career certainly had outlived that of Spiro Agnew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good old Spiro Agnew. Oh, what a piece of... Never mind.
Yeah. Now, the thing that is really irking me at the moment, apparently Ralph Nader is now attacking Michael Moore.
Really?
There's something floating around the internet that apparently Nader put on his website attacking Moore essentially for as payback for not supporting his presidential bid this year.
Really? I haven't seen it. I'll bet I'll see it over the weekend, though.
And, can somebody please tell Ralph Nader that refusing to wear a certain body part of his on a certain body part of ours does not necessarily mean that we have betrayed our principles?
You're right. Right.
You know, that's about as discreet as I can put it. Come on, Ralph. You know,
I appreciate the discretion, yeah.
Yeah. And so, in any event, one other quick thing. Do you still have the Decatur P.O. Box, or is that...
Yeah, we still have it. P.O. Box 238, Decatur, Georgia. 30031.
What's the zip again?
30031.
Okay. Yeah, expect a couple of Yule time things for the family in that from up north.
Send some money, okay?
The pops do that too, yeah.
No, that's right. No, I'm just kidding. Air America pays us well enough that we can continue to make our house payments, and that's all that really matters.
I can send money. It's just that it'll have the name Milton Bradley printed on it.
I hear that. All right.
I'll see you later, man.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you checking in. All right. I don't want to take any more calls because we're out of time. That's the best reason. We have 5 seconds left. But thank you for participating tonight, however you did it. Don't forget, go to your state capitol if you can, Sunday, noon, all right? Just make your presence known. I'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are, boy.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. President Bush starts the weekend in search of a new Homeland Security Secretary. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has asked the White House to withdraw his name from consideration. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Kerik made the request for what he calls personal reasons. McClellan said the White House will move as quickly as possible to nominate someone else to fill the position, which is being vacated by Tom Ridge in February. President Bush is expected to sign the long-awaited intelligence overhaul bill next week. Broadcast reports say Mr. Bush will sign the reform package initially crafted by the September 11th Commission into law on Friday, just days after the 41 recommendations gained approval in the House and Senate. Democrats are still shaking their heads over the defense secretary's comments about proper armor for soldiers in Iraq. Illinois Senator-elect Barack Obama says Donald Rumsfeld chose an inopportune time when speaking before the troops on Wednesday. Obama says the Senate and House will be investigating the levels of equipment that are needed by the troops. He says the Pentagon has the money to provide good equipment and believes the funds are just not being allocated properly. Rumsfeld told a soldier, quote, "You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have." A sergeant in Baghdad has been convicted.